We're up to Siman Tov Tzadi Hey. We did Siv Gimel. We started Siv Dal last time. We're on page 203. We are in the middle of discussing Muksa. We discussed last time based on the Gemara and Beitza. Some Rishonim hold that Muksa is even more Chomer on Yontif than on Shabbos, and that is the Das of the Mechaber over here. Muksa Afal Pisha Mutter B'Shabbos Echmirubo B'Yontif Asaruah. Okay, we'll read the Ramah in a minute. The Ramah holds like the Rishonim that Muksa is Dafka, not really Yoter Chomer on Yontif than Shabbos. Okay, like Shittas Rashi. However, it does say like the Bahag that by no lad we will have Chumras and Yontif that we do not have in Shabbos. Today we're going to Mevarer all these dinim. So this says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Tezvav. What does it mean that Muksa is more Chumr? We know that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Machlokas the Muksa, we Paskin really ain't Muksa. But ain't Muksa means certain Muksas that we don't really discuss too often. Except over here, the Mishnah Berurah points out which Muksas that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing about that we Paskin Lakula by Shabbos. And on Yontif, we are going to be Machmer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezvav, Perish Til Elbis Sivin Shin Yod, Misbayer, and Hilchos Shabbos was again Sivin Shin Yod, Misbayer, Diesh Kamen Minein Muksa, Hamutari Mishabbos. There are certain Muksas that are Mutter on Shabbos. Kuma Muksa Machmas She Omeid L'Schora, Muksa that's Omeid L'Schora, which in itself is a little bit complicated. O Shechich Niso La'otzer Vein Daitali Stabik Meno Ad Achar Zman. Or you put something in the storage house, and you're not planning on using it right now. So one would say that maybe that's Muksa, because he put it away in the storage house, he's maxed his das from it. But no, on Shabbos we hold, those things are not Muksa. Oh, Muksa Machmas Mios, Muksa Machmas Mios also, we are making on Shabbos. Oh, Kamagav. According to the Mechaber, only on Shabbos we are Mekel on these. Even the Chomer Le'inshi, why on Shabbos are we Mekel? Because since Shabbos is Chomer in our eyes, we can be Mekel in certain aspects of Muksa. We're not afraid. If we're Mekel over here, he's going to come to be Mekel in other in Yanim on Shabbos, and therefore we have room to be Mekel. Aval biyantav de kolilei, aval yantav, which is more makel than Shabbos. Shari harbi malachos mutarim litzarach ochol nefesh. Like we learned in the beginning of our siman, there are many malachos that are mutter litzarach ochol nefesh. Vim nakel ob muksa yavol hakol gam shari sari yantav. And we're makel over here in yantav. We are going by muksa. We're going to makel in other things. That's the reason why he is more makel. Okay, that's why that's why when yantav we are more machmer. Fine. The Ramah is in disagreement with the Mechaber. He all says Yesh Mutar Muksa Afilu Biyantav, and even though there are those Achronim that disagree with the Roman, they Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with it. Sivkot Tet Zayin Yesh Matirim Dilo Chomer Mishabis Vekat the Magen Avram Dilchenu Gam Kim Dasam Arshal Vechein Pazak Gam Apri Chodosh. And therefore, that is a way we assume in Ashkenazim that these types of muksa are we could be makel for even on yontif. So really, in terms of muksa for Ashkenazim, practically there's not such a big difference. And even according to Tzvardim, these are not cases that happen very often on Shabbos. And therefore, most cases it ends up being the same. Just understand, what about if yontif falls out on Shabbos? Lidas mechaber over here. What would happen over there? Would we be makel like Shabbos, or we machmer yontif? And for that matter, according to the Ramah, it's going to be machmer by nolad. By Yontif, what would we say on Yontif that falls on Shabbos if we go to Chumra like Yontif? Or the Kula like Shabbos? So Rosh Hashanah Zaman quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, Perikaf Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he says, since it's going to Yontif fall on Shabbos, it's Shabbos, so we don't have to worry that we're going to be more Mekel, because Yontif, therefore we could take on the Kulas of Shabbos. We could take on the Kulas of Shabbos, because at the end of the day, it is Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to go back to the regular dinim of Muksa according to the Mechaber, and the regular dinim that we'll soon see, Nolad, even according to the Roma. Okay? And therefore, says the Shlomo Zalman over there in Ha'ara Kav Beis, another chiluk between Yontif and Shabbos is that on Yontif, you're not allowed to invite a goy over for a suda. On Shabbos, you are. You're not allowed to invite a goy over for a suda on Yontif. What people do about Lel Seder, if they have some people like the non-Jewish relatives and stuff like that, really make it a dinner, it's asr. Why? Because we have a chashash on Yontif, Shema Yarba Bishalom. We're afraid, since you could cook on Yontif, you might add more shiurim for the goy, which is then asr to do. Therefore, we're not allowed to invite non-Jewish guests on Yontif. On Shabbos, you can't cook anyways, so you're allowed to have non-Jewish guests on Shabbos. It says Rishon Zaman, who I did over here. If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, so you could go ahead and invite the goy over for the Suda, because once again, since it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook anyways. Therefore, it would go back to the dinim of Shabbos. Now, moving on in terms of Nolad. Says the Ramah over here, once again, V'yesh Matir Muksa Afilu B'Yontif. Aval nolad aser lidivrayim afilu b'shabbos. However, nolad is aser lidivrayim afilu b'shabbos. Which gets in the shell. Nolad is nestled is aser in siman shin yud ches. The Ramah paskins the chumra by nolad also over there by Shabbos. So what is the chumra over here by yontif? So this guy needs a little explanation over here. Stay with me right now to understand. Nolad is not an easy din to understand. Nolad, okay, is first of all machlokas rishonim if it buys on Shabbos at all. The example over there is if you take shuman, you have something that's very fatty, and you heat it up and you warm it up on Shabbos, it's going to turn into oil. Okay, that is you change the appearance of the thing. That is a yoter mild type of nolad because you didn't make yesh me'an, you didn't create something anew. It just looks like it's new. We went from solid to liquid. Okay, that's one type of nolad. And to discuss over there that even on Shabbos over there, if you do a ma'isa be a dime by sticking it on the hot plate or whatever it might be, you stick it out in the sun to go ahead and melt. So that, according to Rav Ma, is we are machmer. Sardim hold is mutter on Shabbos legame. That's one type of nolad. So this type of nolad, that's what we're talking about over here, is a regular type of nolad, is going to be more chomer on yontif than Shabbos. Okay? Shabbos, nolad ragil. Okay? As I just said, only if you do a maisa biyadayim, where you created personally the nolad, that's when it's going to be usher. I stuck the shoe on the hot plate. Okay? But if something just happens in mamela, okay, let's say I am eating a chicken on a bone. So I'm eating a chicken on the bone. So right now it's chicken. Okay, when I'm done, all I have is a bone. So that is also a type of nolad, but I didn't really do anything over there. Therefore, at Shabbos, it's going to be absolutely mutter. The bone is not going to become nolad, and I can go ahead and do what I want with the bone, as long as it's some type of roi for anything. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat Yud Zayin, the Ramah doesn't want to go so medical, and he says, we're going to be machmer by Noah. The Katvach Ronim. The after b'Shabbos naktin leikur lahatra filu b'muksa denolad v'lo kibali svarzu mikol makom b'yontav ein lahatra kopanim b'muksa denolad ulefi zeh ein letaltal atzamos shnisparku min a baser b'yontav. You're not allowed to take bones that came the meat came off of them on yontav. Afal pishim roy leklavim, even though they're still roy lachilas kelav, even though the roy to give it to your steak bone is you could go ahead and give it to your dog, it's roy lachilas kelav. Nevertheless, since it had meat before and now it doesn't, this is the type of nolad we are more machmir on yontav. Before the baser came out when yontav came in, this steak is roy lachilas adam. Now where all the meat's off the bone, now it's only roy lachilas kelev. Therefore, this type of nolad we are machmir on yontif. That's what comes out over this. So that's the tzad chomer on yontif. But the tricky thing is, in certain things aspect, nolad is going to be more makel than on yontif than Shabbos. One is this: when you're talking about something that is roy lachilas adam, when you're doing something for ochel nefesh, we know we have all the coolest in the world when it comes to yontif, so it doesn't make sense that by nolad we're going to be machmer by ochel nefesh. We're talking about something that a person can actually eat. Says the shomozam in arba chod and shmir shabbos kelchos perik yud beis halacha kavtes. If it is nolad for tzarech ochel nefesh, then it's going to be mutter. So dafka the case how we talk about in Hilchos Shabbos, which is called Risuk Shelik. Okay, the Gemara says if I take a snowball and I crush it on Shabbos, that is Aser Du because I'm turning it into water. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if I want to make a snowball and turn it into water on Yontif, so that's going to be Aser because I have no purpose or I'm not planning on drinking the water. So too, that'll be a Noah, that'll be Aser on Yontif. However, if I'm going to crush the snow and turn it into water on yontif to drink it, and I'm going to squeeze it into a cup to drink it, that's ochel nefesh. That is even going to be mutter on yontif because I'm doing it now for ochel nefesh. Okay, and therefore, what seems to come out over here is, what comes out of that whole din of nolad also, is that when I'm putting ice cubes in my cup to make cold drink on Shabbos, you're not supposed to put the ice in first and then pour the liquid over it, because now you're like physically melting the ice when I pour the liquid over it. Masha ain't cake. when I put the ice cubes inside of a drink, it melts inside the drink completely, and therefore that's going to be mutter to do on Shabbos, only ice after liquid, not liquid after ice. On Yom Tif, this whole thing I'm doing in order to drink my drink, that should be colder and it's going to melt into my drink in Ligamre. Therefore, even if I put the ice in first, and then the liquid afterwards, the chora, according to Rishon Zalman, it is going to be mutter on Yom Tif. Okay, that is another kula we see. This is all by this one category of nolad, which is not nolad gomer. I didn't make yesh me'ayin. I didn't make something anew. It's not beitz l'shenolda b'yantav. Beitz l'shenolda b'yantav. There was no beitz in the world at all. And now all of a sudden, there's now a beitz in the world. That is going to be also legamre, even if I plan on eating the beitz. Okay, I want to eat the beitz. Nevertheless, that type of nolad, which is nolad yesh me'ayin, is going to be usher even for ochel nefesh, which comes to the one of the most important dinim of modern day shilas in Hilchos Yontif, about when I want to create a fire in order to cook on Yontif. And that's the reason why over here it is going to be usher to strike a match on Yontif is absolutely usher, not because I can't create fire. I'm allowed to create fire. Havar is one of the things that's mutter on Yontif. However, what I've done is nolad. I've created a fire from nothing. Therefore, it's nolad, and it's nolad gomer. I made yesh me'ayin. Therefore, even though I'm going to use it for ochel nefesh, I'm going to light my fire in order to cook something on Yom Tov, nevertheless, to light a match is going to be usher. Therefore, the only thing you're allowed to do, you're allowed to transfer a fire from one place to another. Once there's a fire, you have the fire lit on your stovetop, so I can take a match and light that match now and light something else with that, because now I've not created yesh me'ayin, I've just transferred something there. That's what's going to be mutter. So havara is absolutely mutter. That's not the reason why we can't light a match on Shabbos. The problem is this nolad din over here, which is going to be usher because of nolad, because it's a nolad gamur. By nolad gamur, even for ochel nefesh, we are not makel. A regular nolad, we can be makel when it comes to that. Okay, that's in terms of nolad. One more thing over here. Says the Shaar Tzion, Sifkat and Kaf Gimel. Now, it gets a little tricky again. We have something that's now muksa on Yontif. But, I don't know, ochel nefesh. What if I'm going to use the muksa for ochel nefesh? Is that going to be then mutter? Says the Shaar Tzion like this. Sifkat and Kaf Gimel. I in the comments in Tafku, Tessiv, Zayim, Nagav, Mishra, Barsham, did Dafkim rotsa le taltal a muksa kidei li shtamish bo? O le ochlo. Okay, it is going to be usher to take muksa. If something has to be muksa, I'm not allowed to use that even to eat it. If something's already muksa when Yontif comes in. When something's muksa already on the other and I decided I want it for ochel nefesh, it's too late. It's already muksa. But let's say the davar muksa is in front of my lunch that I'm supposed to have, my sudas Yontif. Okay, over there, even though on Shabbos I'm not allowed to move muksa for ochel nefesh, over here on Yontif it's going to be mutter. Kigon shemunachim avanim ala peres. You have rocks sitting on top of a bowl of apples. Okay, I want to get to the apples on Yontif. Okay, I'm not allowed to just remove those rocks. I could maybe shake them off on Shabbos. I can't just remove them with my hands. Nevertheless, kimon shemunachim avanim ala peres. Virotz lasiron kedei laechol ha peres kai gavna. I want to remove the rocks in order to get to the peres kai gavna. Mutter. That is going to be mutter to do on Yontif. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal over here. He just fleshes this out in Dibur Masel. Vasaru, he says, Shimush b'muksa asr athlet tzarech ochel nefesh. To use the muksa itself for ochel nefesh, that's going to be asr. How about tiltul muksa b'yantav litzarech ochel nefesh mutter kedidze b'shar tzion sivkat and kav gimel. But to move muksa in order to get to the ochel nefesh, then that is going to be mutter, even on Yontif, that's going to be good. Fine. Now, before we finish off the Ramah, just some inherent things that come out in terms of Hilchos Muksa and Yontif. Okay, we have the regular categories of muksa, just like on Shabbos, just like on Yontif, as we do on Shabbos, klishim lachtu lisser, muksa machmas gufo. However, intrinsically, certain things are more makel on Yontif because we have the heter of ochel nefesh. Usually a klishim lachtu lisser is only muktel the tzarech gufo makom. An example of a klishim lachtu lisser on Shabbos is a pot or a pan, because generally you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos Yontif. So those are intrinsically klalim shemalachtam le'isser. If I need it, I don't know, to use it as a serving dish instead, I want to use a pot to serve the food, that's going to be fine, because I'm using it for the thing itself. But to just stop, move it for no reason, or for because I want the, I'm afraid it's going to get stolen, or something's going to happen to it, that would be usser. On Yontif, a frying pan, a pot, is not a kli shel matl eser. It's mutter gam. It's a kli shel matl heter. Why? Because it's mutter to cook on yontif. So that's just in terms of things. Things are used for ochel nefesh will not be muksa at all. Rishus Moreno Rabbeinu Arash. Furthermore, by muksa machmas gufo, we could also have a thing. There's a discussion in ochel Shabbos if raw meat is muksa machmas gufo, and generally we generally assume that it is going to be muksa machmas gufo, raw meat, raw chicken, and things like this. Okay. However, that's going to be on Shabbos. There are certain kulas because that's not so pashut, but there generally we hold that it is muksa machmas gufo. Masha'en kein an yontif. Raw meat and raw chicken is not going to be muksa at all, because if I want to go ahead and cook it, I can go ahead and cook it, and therefore there are certain things of aspects of muksa that are intrinsically going to be more makel, not because it's yontif, just because the halachas of yontif are going to change some of the definitions of what muksa is. So let's just now finish off the Ramah over here. The Ramah says, "V'chol muksa she'enu bali chayim kigon otzer shel peros ve'etzem sagi kishyomer mikanani notel ve'in tzarech shirshom." There's a din of muksa setting aside things that are going to be muksa. If I say I'm going to use these on Shabbos or Yontif, I am mazmin them beforehand, and therefore they don't become muksa. So the shaila is, how much do I have to do? Do I just have to think it? Do I just say around this otzer, this storage house, I'm going to take things on yontif? Or I have to say specifically, these things that are in the storage house I'm going to use. You have to point and you have to say these specific ones. Says the Ramah over here, that if you have this otzer, it's good enough to say, mikana nino, to from over here, I'm going to use these things on yontif. Vein tzarech shir shem. I don't have to be roshem these specific things in of itself. And the Ramah says, ends off with a Bamover, seemingly. It says you're allowed to prepare from Yantav Rishon to Sheni by Beis Yami Tavim Shal Galius. Sounds like then something that we know is really usher to do. You can't prepare from one day to the next day. What's the Ramah talking about? I can't warm up food Yantav Rishon afternoon in order to prepare for the Suda Yantav Sheni night. As Moreno Rabbeinu Nemetzal points out, he says you can't set the table. Over here, in Dibra Maso, Osem Isa, Vila Khanas Shulchan Kdoma, Ain Lo Lasos, Ach Yomer Below, Yantav Sheni, Mazel, and Kodesh Lakodesh, until you make some type of Avdala between Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni, you're not even allowed to set the table. So what is the Ramah talking about over here, that you're allowed to prepare from Yantav Rishon to Yantav Sheni? So it says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikhan Gav Gimel, Umotel Lahachin Rotzalomer to be Gon Zeshel Peros. This specific case, where you're just setting aside things that are not going to be muksa for Yantav Sheni, says over here, Shein Tzarech Lasot Maisa, B'mir Ba'al Ma'avi Achana, just by me using my words without a Maisa, then that's going to be mutter. Mutter lachin afilu miyantav gufim yoach alachaveru. If it's something that I can prepare with just using my mouth, and I don't have to do a physical maisa, I'm allowed to prepare from one day to the next day. Okay? Go to Mamadashach, one day is Kodesh, one day is Chol. However, when do we say you're not allowed to prepare from one day to another day? Like Moreno Rabbeinu is an example of setting the table, that's a maisa. Like putting food on the hot plate in order to warm up, that's a maisa. Those things are going to be usher because you're doing a maisa, that's going to be usher from one day to the next day, but a mira ba'alma is going to be mutter. One exception to the rule, but it's very common, I'll just tell you, if warming up food, let's say you have a small child, and you want to warm up food late in the afternoon of Yontif Rishon, okay, you want some meatballs, you want to warm up some meatballs for him, you don't have to take out the 6 meatballs he's going to eat, you could put up the whole pot of meatballs right now on the first day of Yontif, even though he's only going to eat 6 of them, because it's the same maisa to warm up 6 meatballs as it is to warm up a whole pot of meatballs, and therefore that is not going to be considered a chana, because it's the same maisa. I'm allowed to do the maisa, putting the meatballs on the fire, and then therefore I can put the whole pot on, I don't have to take out the exact amount I'm going to use for the child. Ad kan for today.